Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 742. You know what's getting on my nerves? That Deion Sanders cut, Rhea?
Yes.
Who calls anybody partner? What is this, a 1930s Western movie?
Well, I'm assuming people in Texas.
Al has been my partner for 30 years. Have I ever called you partner?
Didn't Aikman call...
Oh, yeah, Joe Buck.
Joe Buck, partner. Don't forget, they're
maybe
cowboys.
Maybe it's a Texas thing?
Maybe they're cowboys, partner.
Maybe it's
that's
a Texas
a new
thing?
Reason to hate them.
Yeah, it's like partner. Like, that's what
hey,
Aikman
partner.
Said to Buck about the flyover, right?
Yeah.
Whoever says partner.
People from Texas.
Well, good. Go back to Texas and watch your team lose tomorrow. How's that?
Okay.
God, you know what, Al? It's a thing. This is the way I get my excitement now. I'm going to root tomorrow for a football team that does not have a name.
The
right?
Washington team?
I don't have
yeah.
a name.
Yeah.
They don't have a name.
Well, Ron Rivera is easy to root for.
No.
I like Ron Rivera.
I am rooting for a team that is referred to as the football team.
Quarterback.
It's Alex not a
Smith?
Good enough reason.
Alex Smith easy to root for?
Let yeah. me get. Not really. No, I don't like any of them. You know who I want
well,
to
what
win?
Are you, what are you rooting
I
for?
I want my team to win.
They're not playing tomorrow.
I want Carson Wentz to throw for 400 yards Monday night, and we all feel better.
That would be good.
Huh?
But first, Jason Peters is going to have to go down by twisting his knee. It should be early. Mm. Should be in the first quarter sometime. Kenny's on the line. Hi, Kenny.
Man, I am so sad right now.
Me too.
This was one of my favorite days of the year doing that airport show with you guys.
Oh, it was so fun. All the people, Kenny, happy and excited, beautiful women, happy people, little kids running around, teams going to
all
play
going
a
to
tournament.
Florida.
All going to Disney.
Kenny, and now this yeah. pandemic has ruined this day, too.
You know, I think about the times when Al would have me playing practical jokes on people, buying lingerie, sticking it in Don's jacket,
yeah.
or running around terminal frantically looking for somebody with a dog.
Yeah.
And then hanging out afterwards and reminiscing about what a great year it was. This pandemic has just been it's been tough, and I'm just so thankful that we still have a radio show to listen to, that you guys are still around to give us something to keep our minds off of what's going on out there, and it's gonna get better, right?
Tell me, tell me, all right? You've lived through good and bad times as an Eagles fan. Is this one of the worst?
It's, you know, in 2004 with Mike McMahon playing quarterback and all the injuries, that was pretty bad. But this is worse because we know we're better than this. And there's so many things that everybody can see, apparently, but the ones in charge. Mm. And that's the hardest thing in the world, when the whole world can see what needs to be done, yet Doug and Howie won't do it.
You think they'd be this bad if there were people in the stands?
I don't know. On one hand, you'd think that we'd sit there and we'd be booing like crazy and embarrassing them. But I don't know. They're so stubborn right now. I don't know what it's going to take to get them to see the light, but right now they won't see it.
Here's the thing, Kenny. And, you go back. Yeah. We've done the airport shows for over 20 years, right? We're there every year. We were excited. Every year was like, wow, we got a big game Sunday, or we got a big game on Thanksgiving. We can't wait and all that. And not only was our lifestyle stolen from us with this pandemic, that feeling is gone too.
Oh, my God. I've never been to a point where it feels like it's sure to watch an Eagles game.
It has been.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, you watch other games and you just get jealous of teams that wide open wide receivers and solid play and excitement and guys making incredible plays that only a professional can make.
Give me one.
All right, we're not doing that today. But Keddie, what are you doing on Thanksgiving? You got how are you going to handle that? Because you do have the kidney situation.
Well, yeah, you know, that's another thing. Thanksgiving is the biggest holiday in my family's year. Usually, we got around 50, 60 people. This year, we have 9.
Right.
No one's flying in. We're laying low.
Got it.
It's going to be what they call it now, a Zoom giving, is whatever it's calling it now, because you're going to be calling everybody on the internet instead of beaming them.
Can he do me one favor? Around 4:15 tomorrow, gather the 9 people around just before kickoff in the Cowboy game. And just for old time's sakes, do a big Dallas sucks chant. Could you guys do that tomorrow for me? It would make me feel good. I would think about it just before kickoff and go, Kenny's got his whole crew.
Yep, we'll do that. I know my son, he's probably going to want me to send you a video of him doing it because he loves it. You get excited about that.
Well,
so.
Please do it, okay, Kenny. Good. Have a happy Thanksgiving to you. You're the best, man. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, too, guys. See you.
Now, I want to set up the next thing because this is a pretty poignant moment.
What
now,
is
as
it?
You know, the airport shows always meant a lot to us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back quite a ways, probably 15 years.
Okay.
Joe Conklin is doing a report from the Little Street Parade.
Yes. Right? One of my favorite things.
So great. And he allowed a lot of really little people, and it was very charming.
Small streets.
Then it's time. Joe Wechter's there, stared at XB, says, go to break. And I look at it is a read for a soup.
Yeah.
And the soup, it said, it was sirloin steak in the can.
Okay.
And sitting next to me was the funniest man I've ever met in my life, Dom Herrera. And Dom Herrera did a whole riff out on how the only way he likes his steak is in the can. And wouldn't you love to hear Dom's voice right now?
Oh, my. Why don't I make Thanksgiving?
Well, you will, because he's right here. Dom Herrera, my brother! How are you, Dom?
I'm great. Where are you guys? I'm here at the airport. I wanted to surprise you. What the hell's going on?
Nah, Dom, I don't know if you heard, out on the West Coast, there's a pandemic, so they wouldn't let us go this year.
Andrew, I grew up with the plague. I'm not afraid of anything.
No,
but I do miss, you know, when Joe did that bit, I thought, this is a man on his way sideways. Not up, not down. Quite a level ground.
You mean the Little Street Parade, Dom? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind. I just want to ask you, do you still prefer your steak in the can?
You know, when Donovan and a couple of the stud football players get together on a Saturday, they think, what are you guys going to do tonight? Go dancing? I don't know, you know, a couple of things. Maybe we could just get some steak in a can from Donovan's mother. And it'll be a nice homecoming thing, you know. And that's what I miss most of all about you guys.
Dom, I want to get personal here for a second. I'm so thrilled you called. You know, your voice has been synonymous with the airport show forever. But Dom, here's what I want to know. You have lived your life on stage. You have lived your life to listen to this. Listen. Dom, what's it like not having that? You can't get on stage. What's that like for you?
I'm driving my girlfriend crazy. Is this funny? You think this is funny? We have no place to no outlet, you know? It's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. I mean, I will be at the Tropicana in Atlantic City, not next summer, but the summer after that.
Oh, I don't know. The vaccine's going to save us, Dom, but it's killing you, is it? You've lived your whole life for that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember when it first happened, I was talking to Joe Rogan, and he said, I think this will last a couple of weeks. I got a bad feeling about it. Man, am I sorry I was right.
Yeah.
Because I don't like this. Stop it. Stop torturing me.
Don't do that, Joe. Joe, you tortured Dom Herrera. Stop doing that. Dom, are you still working on material?
Yeah, I you can't help it. You know, it's like all those years you're programmed to think funny, and then where am I going to use it, you know?
Well, but so is there humor in a pandemic?
Well, you know, it's all according to your levels of what's tasteful and what's not. I mean, yeah. A lot of people are getting hurt, but we got to laugh as much as we can at things. What are you going to do? Like, not laugh and say, especially at my stuff, because it's not so much funny, but it's poignant.
Yeah.
You know, I teach people how to live. Is Al there today?
Yeah, I'm here, Dom. I'm listening, believe it or not.
Well, Al, I just wanted to say hi to Maria. Who else?
Hey, Dom, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. We've been through a lot, Rhea. A lot of laughs.
Yes, we have.
Dom, there's one thing I've always wanted to know. I'm going to ask you now about this because, every time you came to the airport show, you bitched that nobody picked up your tab. You were joking about that, right, Dom? Because it hurt my feelings.
Ange, first of all, there's nobody more generous than you. And you help people along by not making them, not mooching off of you. I remember that, Sam. You know, it's so weird. Like I never saw Saturday Night Live since Bill Murray or Chevy Chase left the show. I've never been, been home. I've been on the road every Saturday night, or the whole thing, and just to see nothing. It's so weird. Luckily, I got a young girlfriend, and people say to me, why do you go out with women so young? I said, what do you think? There's a lot of 65-year-old babes waiting around the Laugh Factory.
It doesn't have to be a babe. How about a companion who's great to talk to at the dinner table?
Look, I know you got your own lifestyle, Ange, but I don't do that bisexual thing.
Dom, that's not what I was talking about. Dom, no, you understand the reason that my wife enjoys being with me is not because I'm handsome. It's because I'm an amazing conversationalist.
And you go to bed at 5.
Shut up, Ray. You don't get that, Dom? You met my wife. That's what she enjoys about me. She can't get enough of it.
She's a saint, that woman.
I know
you
it.
Imagine, first of all, Ange, you went to Brown University. Now,
Columbia.
Oh, Columbia?
Yep.
I've been sending the congratulations cards to the wrong place then.
No, anyway. I would never go to Providence. I hate that city. I grew up there. It's terrible.
Well, you got a problem with the Italians?
No, I don't have a problem. No. Why would I have a problem with the Italians? I had nothing to do with the Italians. I don't like the city. It's nasty. It's a second-class city. You know what? L.A.'s what I want to do, Dom. That's where I want to go.
Now we're not allowed out. No, they slip food under the door like in the old days. I mean, this is like one of the worst cities now.
Oh, man. Even the governor's kids got it, right? It's that governor's getting in trouble a lot. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, so I just don't want the governor of Vegas, of Nevada, to quit because I'm dying. That's my next gig.
Ooh,
I can't wait to get there.
When are you going to Vegas?
At the end of Super Bowl weekend.
All right, that's optimistic.
That could happen.
It could happen. The vaccine.
I don't.
Are you going to get the vaccine, Dom?
I just got the polio vaccine like last week. I'm a little behind.
Hey, Dom, I want to end with this because I wonder if you're the same way. I like my vaccines the way I like my steak. I prefer it in the can. You with me?
I like that. Angelo, why did you never do stand-up comedy? You had an incredible sense of humor.
It doesn't pay well enough.
How much do you make a year? You never told me that.
Here we go.
Jesus.
Here we go.
Less than you, I guarantee it.
Nobody negotiates better than Joe Conklin.
All right, hold on.
Here's what I'm going to do. And right. I'll never forget, because I've always loved Joe. I think he's a great guy.
Right.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit this paid job, wander around about a year, and then come back here for nothing. There's
all right,
man.
Hold on. Now you forced me to do something I didn't want to do, and I hope you're going to be nice about this. All right, Dom, Conklin did come up with what we thought was an amazing song, and it's a parody about the current state of the Eagles. Can I play it for you and get your response?
Yeah, play. I'd love to hear it.
All right, great.
I got a real good feeling about the Eagles. They look good this year. I like a team that goes for the tie.
All right. No, hold on. Joe, play the song.
Ooh, ah, Carson Wentz. The way he's playing makes no sense. Peters, Jeffrey, Roseman, too. Why do these fools still have jobs? Why do I waste my day watching guys who cannot play? What's up with the team I love? Why does Wentz still hold on to the ball? There's another sack, the offense stalls. Can he still play at all? Peterson caused a losing game. The team should hang their heads in shame. We all must be fools, you see. But this is mental cruelty. Tell me why these birds won't fly. They don't try. Tell me why. Why is Howie an imposter? Just take a look at this roster. Time to fall out of love. Why does Jason Peters get to decide? Throwing him out there is suicide. Time to fall out of love. Why doesn't Alshon have the heart to compete? All of these losers don't care if they get beat. Tell me why these birds won't fly. They don't try. Tell me why. Why do these fools still have jobs?
And you can hire Joe Conklin now for your Hollywood Zoom party. Go to joeconklin.com. Here to review that song is a musician is all right, Dom Herrera. Dom, what'd you think?
Does anybody have Skip Denenberg's number?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Dom!
I think, first, they're both terrific. And Joe's always, you know, I would never come up if I didn't think he was good. You know, I think he's terrific.
Thank you.
And that's true, Joe. And you guys, I really miss you all. So, not to get sappy, but maybe this interpretive dance that I'm about to do, let you know how I feel.
Dom,
I
hope for one thing, Dom, someday soon, I can wrap my big arms around you and give you a stout hug. I mean that.
I appreciate that. Why can't two guys, straight guys, just lie down on top of each other and talk once in a while? You know what I mean? Just relax. Like a human blanket. Look at me on this. I'm not as funny as I was last year. Everybody's
more. I think if anything, you're only getting funny. Dom, we love you in Philly, man. Have a good holiday.
I love you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, enjoy the girlfriend, Dom.
Yep. Enjoy the young girl. See you later.
Oh, jeez. I got to give her best now.
Oh, my God.
You don't love Dom Herrera. You don't, guy. You don't get it.
I love them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.